Hawkeye fan, to the Prospect Podcast here on HawkeyeNation.com. I am HN publisher Rob Howe, and today we are joined by Michigan defensive back Brendan Deese Fernandez. Did I say your name right? I didn't butcher anything, right?
It's Deese Fernandez, but it's okay.
I knew I should have asked you before we started recording because I knew I would mess that up. So it's Deese Fernandez?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody out there, when Brendan arrives on campus, you now know the correct pronunciation of his last name. And this is another example of why I went into writing instead of broadcasting. But we're all doing podcasts now, so I have to do better at that. And I do apologize. And but now that we have it down, I won't make that mistake again. So how are you, man? How are things going? This is obviously a different time for all of us in this country.
I'm good. You know, I'm just focused on the small things, things I can actually do, like push-ups, sit-ups, eating better, trying to focus on gaining weight before I get back on campus, get on campus.
What's the situation for you guys with school, and how are you kind of handling the, you know, this part of your senior year, which got abruptly changed?
Okay, so throughout these tough times, you expect for, like, the teachers to send out work throughout Google Classroom and whatnot, but in Michigan, we haven't really been getting into Google Classroom work. Well, in my school, we really haven't been, so I've just been staying active on, like, Khan Academy and everything, and also, they're talking about shutting down school for the remainder of the year, too. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's difficult. Yeah, I think the educational system across the country, like in Iowa here with my kids, and we're doing some homeschooling, but it's kind of hit and miss. Like some school, my brother lives in Florida, and they're like, they jumped on online education right away with stuff from teachers and, you know, the Google Classroom and stuff. So hopefully you guys can get some more input from your teachers out there, but I'm glad to hear you're trying to keep your mind active too. Have you had any contact with the Iowa coaches? I know some of the current players, Coach Doyle's been giving out workout, you know, just kind of workout suggestions and things like that. Have you had any contact with the coaches?
No, they haven't contacted me yet, but I've been just continuing to work on the like our workout plan and everything that we received.
Oh, so you guys – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just – saying like just at home because we can't really leave the house, Michigan.
Is that an Iowa workout plan, or is that something that you got from your high school coaches? What have you what are you kind of following?
It's like an Iowa workout plan.
What does that entail for people that aren't aware?
It's just like a little workout plan. They send us, you know, the recruits, try to get the recruits on track and everything, familiar with the workouts they're doing. Four seasons, so when we get on campus, we won't be, you know, confused and everything, actually familiar with what we're doing.
Cool. Are they just general, Brendan, or are they? Do you have, like, defensive back specific workouts that you do?
Oh, no, they're just general. It's general workouts. Everybody has the same one.
Gotcha. So what are you kind of – what are you focused on in terms of you know, improving before you get to Iowa and just trying to be, you know, the best player you can be when you get on campus?
Okay, so the main thing I'm focused on right now is gaining weight. I've been doing protein. I've been eating more, working out more. That's really the main thing for me. The second thing would have to be my technique. So a few flaws in my technique I can work on before I get on campus. I'm pretty sure I can fix it. Perfect it before I get on campus as well. Last thing is actually learning the plays for when I do get on campus. I can tell that's going to be pretty hard.
What is your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'1", 180.
6'1", 180.
Yeah, I want to get up to about 190, 195. Okay.
You've gotten bigger, though, since like last summer, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Especially sophomore year.
How do you feel like, do you feel like you're adding the weight and the strength at a good pace where you're not losing any of your speed or athleticism?
Oh, yes. So in my mind, you know, I tend to rush things a lot, but, you know, as I calm down and just sit back, relax, and realize that I actually made it a long way, I'm actually making good progress. So I'm not really getting slow or anything. I'm just feeling more comfortable as I'm getting weight.
That's good. Yeah, you're gonna need that size and strength in the Big Ten, which you know. So you come from an athletic family? I mean, are sports something you always have been interested in since you were a little guy?
Yeah. My dad was an athlete when he was younger. My mom was one also. My mom didn't go to college as being an athlete. Only my dad went to college. He went to Eastern Michigan University for football.
Okay. What position did he play?
He played center.
Okay. So a little bit different size makeup, yeah. Huh? When did, you know, were you a multi-sport athlete? Did you like sports beyond football? What did you play when you were little?
When I was little, it was only football. I started off at the age of 6 years old. Worked my way up high school. Here I am right now. High school was really my second sport. That was really track and field. All I ran was a 200. So that was my sophomore year. And junior year, I took time off for gaining weight because I was really behind in weight. I was like 145, I think.
Okay.
Senior year, I was going to start track back up, run the 200, 400, but coronavirus happened.
Did you, I mean, at what age do you remember thinking that you wanted to you know, play at a high level of you know, maybe college or NFL? Was that when did that come into your mind?
I think I was 10 years old. It was my last year. Okay, so in Michigan, I played in a league called Detroit PAL. It has like these categories instead of like Pee Wee, Junior, all that, blah, blah, blah. So we have D team, that's like 6 to 9 years old. C team, 10 to 11 years old. The B team is 12 to 13. And the A team is 14 to 15. After A team, you just go to high school. So if you play your last year on the A team, you would be a sophomore in high school.
I got you. And you did that all the way up.
Actually, no, I played my first year on the A team and I just went straight to varsity high school. Okay. My sophomore year.
Defensive back always been your position or have you played other spots?
I've played other spots, but defensive back has like been my like primary position. You know, I'm comfortable at, I feel like I can get better at, improve and everything, succeed.
You know, you were kind of a late bloomer in terms of schools noticing you. What was it that you think had people overlook? And I know you're on a loaded high school team too, but
yeah.
Why were coaches overlooking you?
Okay, so I think a part of it was my weight. You know, I was pretty skinny. I was actually really skinny. The second part of it was how my high school team was actually loaded. You know, we had Michigan commits, Michigan State commits, had Iowa commits, you know, Kayvon, he's up there right now. He just had so many kids getting looked, and like, I wasn't like 6 feet at the time. I wasn't 5'11". I was really like 5'9", 5'8". At the time. So after that season, when I actually hit another growth spurt, that's when colleges actually started looking at me. But it didn't start off with it being like big colleges. It started off with being small colleges and then transition to big colleges. And after that is when like the small colleges started offering me.
How did you deal with that frustration of knowing how hard you were working, but you still weren't getting the looks that you wanted?
Being me, I'm a patient person, so it really wasn't like, I was bothered by it, but you know, I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to complain because I know everything happens for a reason. So I just continued to rely on a man above, man. God just helped work everything out.
What were some of the initial schools that started to recruit you before Iowa came in?
Ball State, Boston College, Central Michigan, Western Michigan, Pitt. I think that's pretty much it.
Where the heck was Eastern Michigan?
Eastern Michigan. I went to one of their camps before. I actually did good. I never heard anything back from them.
Man, and that's your dad's alma mater, too. That's not right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So when did you first hear from Iowa? I know you said, you know, Kayvon, there's a relationship between Iowa and your school, and obviously Coach Parker knows your area really well. But when did you first start to feel like Iowa was interested?
It was sometime last summer, 2019 summer. It's called the Lindenwood Mega Camp. I went to that camp. I bought out. You know, I had Iowa watching me, Coach Parker giving me tips and everything, like where I should line up at, when I should open up, when I should break, you know, all of that. So after that, like a week later, I think they contacted me, told me to come to their camp. So I went to their camp. I bought out again, you know, had to talk with Coach Parker and everybody at Kayvon, walked me around campus. Terry was with us, too. That's when I actually started gaining love for the University of Iowa.
Terry Roberts?
Yes.
Okay. What's your relationship like with Coach Parker, and how would you describe him to somebody that hadn't met him yet?
My relationship with Coach Parker, me and Coach Parker are cool. You know, he keep it real with me. You're not like one of those coaches to be sugarcoating and everybody. So somebody who like just exists to meet Coach Parker for the first time, they go know that like he's like a real type of person. Like he's not, you know, he's not in it for the thrill. He's gonna tell you what's gonna happen and how it's gonna happen. Like you're not just about to get on campus and we're not handing anything to you. Of course, you gotta work for it. You gotta adjust. I mean, that's the type of person he is. Really, it's like that for the whole Iowa coaching staff, though.
What was it like when they offered you the scholarship?
We were in the meeting with Coach Ferentz. I think it was the last day, my official visit. He told me everything, you know, how they feel about me. You know, they want to offer me. I told Coach, I'm committing right now. Oh, yeah.
So you got the offer and committed on the spot.
Yes.
What gave you the confidence that that was the right decision for you?
Okay, so being of the fact that I didn't really have any, you know, big offers, and Iowa is such a big school, and they're a Big Ten school too. It just puts it in my mind that, you know, they see something in me. They know they can develop me into a better person than I am right now. And I just didn't waste any time. I didn't want to play with them. So just committed on the spot.
What do you know about the history, Brendan, of them taking players like you that are, you know, for lack of a better term, overlooked by some of the other colleges, and particularly at your position, and making them into, you know, successful players?
Two of the main people were Josh Jackson and Desmond King, you know. I just studied them, watched their film in high school, their camps, everything, see what kind of person they actually were. And I used to search up Iowa's practices on YouTube, you know, see how they did in practices, how they handled interviews, how they handled, like, hard, tough times, camp, and all of that. And I was just actually surprised, you know, because they literally came from nothing, especially Desmond King and Josh Jackson. Yeah, both of them.
So this was after you committed or beforehand?
This was beforehand, before and after. I was always occasionally search them up.
That's cool. What stands out to you about those two guys? Why do you think they were able to do what they've been able to do?
Their drive, their passion, just their work ethic, day in, day out. You know, they didn't show any signs of weakness. They're always committed to what they're doing.
You have a chip on your shoulder, do you think? Do you still feel like you're always trying to prove something?
Yes, I do.
What's that like? I mean, that's got to be, you have to be self-motivated, I would think.
And yeah, so I just take all the doubters, all the people who like don't think I can make it. They are my motivation right now. So they inspire me to keep working. And so sometimes I just reach out to college players, ask them how it's like. Some of them are in Iowa college players. Some of them went to Michigan. Some of them are in the league. I just ask them how it's like. What do you think I should work on before I get on Iowa's campus? You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? Stuff like that.
That's interesting, Brendan, that you're so open to advice from wherever you can get it. Where does that come from?
That's just really me. You know, I just take pride in the game of football. I want to be great.
And who are some of the players that you've reached out to? Are they people that you've connected with through just kind of, you know, randomly? Or are they people that you've come across in your life beforehand?
Come across in my life beforehand. So we got Patrick Lupro, LeVert Hill, Delano Hill, Jordan Lewis, Terry Richardson, DeJuan Rogers. It's just a big list. And even some of my teammates like Andre Selden, Trayvon Monroe, Ronald Jackson, Michael Jenkins Jr., Miles Rouser, Deion Burks, Daryl Johnson. It's a lot of them. Jalen Williams. Yeah. It's a long list.
That's cool that you are that open to getting advice from people. So what areas of your game, I guess, coming into Iowa, do you feel like I know you want to get better at everything, but what are some of the areas that you're most focused on improvement-wise?
Areas, I'd say being disciplined, staring at their hips. Sometimes my eyes used to get lazy back in practice in my senior year. You know, I'd start to look up at their chest, so I want to just focus on keeping my eyes and their hips and gauging off their movement. So if I was playing an off man, you know, they said quarterback heights the ball and I back up too fast and they're moving slow, that can't happen. If they're moving slow, I have to move slow as well.
Iowa plays a lot of zone, obviously. How does that, I guess, translate for you? Did you play a lot of zone in high school, and how do you see yourself fitting into a system like that?
We played a lot of zone in high school. My junior year, we played a little bit more zone than my senior year. Senior year, we played more man. And to be honest, I'm already adjusted to both. I feel like I'm a better man person, but I can do zone too, and I'm good at it.
What do you feel like is the strength of this recruiting class that you guys have coming in? I think you guys are ranked, and rankings are what they are, we know that, but I think Rivals and 247 have you guys 35th, which is one of the higher ranked classes that Iowa's had in Coach Ferentz's tenure. What's the identity of this class? Where are the strengths of this class, do you feel, Brendan?
So we really started developing connection. I like how we're, you know, already bonding and everything. Defensive backs, we're staying connected. The running backs, they're staying connected too. Linemen, tight end, you know, everything. Deuce is really like the main leader of this group, as everybody can tell that by now. But yeah, I just like how everything's going, you know. Sometimes we'll stay updated with each other. We got a little group chat, you know, make sure everybody's working out, not just sitting at home doing nothing, because we all want to get better. So we just got that a connection, started development early. That's what I like about it.
Does it seem like kind of natural, or you know, does it seem like you guys are just kind of, because you hear like Iowa recruits a certain type of mentality and a certain type of, you know, player. Does it feel like you guys have those common traits that you're, you know, wired the same way?
Yeah, that's why it was so easy for us to, you know, get familiar with each other and everything. I think because we all have the same mindset. We're all here for the same thing, same goal. Work hard, compete, everything.
Do you know who your roommate's going to be yet?
Yep. I'm rooming with Reggie Bracey.
Okay. And he's from South, you're from North. How does that work?
It's going to be kind of awkward, you know. Maybe we might have different choices in music. We might leave the door open or whatever, but we can work everything out.
What do you see from him? I'm sure you've probably watched his film. What do you like about his game?
A nice physical player. I can tell that he studies the game of football a lot. He takes everything serious. He has a lot of pride in the game of football. And I can tell that he also has fun playing the game of football, too. You know, he gets his little workouts in every once in a while. Well, not every once in a while, pretty much every day. So that's what I like about him.
Do you know what you're going to study? Sorry about that. Do you know what you're going to study yet in college, Brendan?
Communications, but after my freshman year, because I'm very good at writing too, so I just want to try out communications. You know, if that doesn't work out, just writing.
What do you feel like? Obviously, you want to play football as long as possible. Well, what type of occupation do you feel like interests you the most right now?
Like outside of football?
Yeah. Just in terms of, like, if you were going to do a job other than football when you're done with football after college and all that.
Okay, so there's a list. But writing is number one. If I were to write, that would definitely.
What kind of writing do you like to do?
Just anything, you know, just write a story every once in a while. Just the essay is just like essays are easy to me, so. It just makes writing, you know, just loving. Computer engineering, you know, I like designing things, building programs, broadcasting. That's top three right there. Top three.
So you're looking at kind of all different fields and just kind of still kind of feeling out what you like best?
Yeah. I believe that writing would be the one that I end up with.
Now you've got my attention. How often do you write, and what do you do?
Really, it's probably much every day. If it's not every day, it's every other day. I just write an essay, just a random essay. I can just be thinking about apples. I just write a random essay, you know, just to keep my mind going, practice everything, you know. I write paragraphs, everything.
Have you always been into that? I mean, is that something that you've done since you were young?
I started in high school. My freshman year of high school, I had an English teacher. She was very hard on us. So then after that freshman year, after I learned everything, you know, I just started doing it on my own. It just became natural.
Do you think of yourself as potentially being a sports writer, or do you feel like you're more fiction writing? What do you enjoy most?
To be honest, it's really both. That was a tough decision right there. It's honestly both, because I feel like I can do both, for real. I'm being honest.
Maybe you can write children's books.
Maybe.
If you're writing about apples, you can come up with like a character that's an apple or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just spitballing here, man. What other hobbies and interests do you have away from football?
Away from football, working out, writing, and computer programming. Sometimes when I'm just bored, you know, I just hop in the game, play it, talk to some of the recruits on the game, you know, just keeps me busy. I don't like being bored. I always feel like I have to do something.
Yeah, I feel you. What type of movies do you like? Do you read books, TV shows, things like that? Music? What are some of your favorites in those areas?
So music wise, you know, I like old school music. TV shows. There's really no TV shows. I don't even watch Netflix. You know, All American, On My Block. Things like that. I like movies. Friday, all the series of Friday. I like Avengers: Endgame, Infinity War, Black Panther. What were the other two categories?
Books.
I don't really read books like outside of school. Like outside of school books, I don't really buy books, but. I forgot what the book is called. I have it in my backpack right now. I read that when I'm bored, too.
Okay. What, you said old school music. What are you talking? Because I'm old, so
yeah,
I want to know what old school is to you.
Like old school, like old school soul music, old school like Tupac, Biggie type music, that type of thing.
I gotcha. Yeah. So we would listen. See, if we were roommates together, we would listen to the same music then. So
yeah.
You can talk Reggie and listening to that music. I guess that's all I have for you today, Brendan. Anything else you wanted to share with fans wanted to say to the Iowa fans before you get on campus? Because obviously once you get here, we don't get to talk to you for a year.
I'm a hardworking person. You know, if you see me around, you can talk to me or whatever. I'm a nice helping person to help you out with your problems and everything. And go Hawks. You already explained to them. We already got my last name off the way. So that's
D.S. Fernandez. I got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us today, Brendan, and wish you the best. Hope you make it through these tough times like the rest of us and keep, you know, hopefully you and your family and friends stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you when you get to Iowa City, okay?
Okay, no problem.